Jude Collins, is this going to be a winner for Northern Ireland?
Well, there's no way of knowing, and it depends on what you mean by a winner, I suppose, Stephen. I was just thinking, you know, if this programme were a ship, it would have gone under the water a long time ago in terms of balance. I haven't quite joined the it sailed, it sank, it over at school that Andrea mentioned there, but I feel I've been pushed more and more that direction all the time. I'm really suffering from overload of positivity about this. I was at an event on Friday night. It was a launch of a novel by a friend of mine, David Park from Downpatrick, a wonderful novelist, incidentally, and the book's The Light of Amsterdam, and you should have him on your program, Stephen, and buy the book. But in the course of a really witty address, David mentioned, he said, I want to apologize, first of all, to you, the audience, to all my readers, and especially to the people of Belfast. You know, not once in this novel have I mentioned the Titanic. So it's this constant banging on. It's also, I believe, and Andrea has mentioned this question of, you know, Catholics can't accept the fact that there was a majority of Protestant workers. I don't think that's the case at all. But I think it was Martin McGuinness mentioned the history. I think we're getting a sanitized version of the history of the ship and the shipyards that built the Titanic. The fact of the matter is, and we know this in our hearts, that the shipyards were a byword for sectarianism then. And it was exemplified really vividly over 60 years ago by a wonderful play by Sam Thompson, as we all know, Over the Bridge.